God touched my heart several weeks ago, and I'm going to be honest with you. God wanted me to preach it, and I said, no, I'm not going to preach it because I didn't feel like it was my responsibility to preach it. But God has been dealing my heart about this all week long, and I've got to preach this tonight. Amen. And I'm just going to try to mind the Lord and let God take this word and help you tonight. I pray that God will help us together, that we might just look to the Lord and let Him have His will and His way in our heart and our life today. Youngs, I think the house of God ought to be the best place in the community. It ought to be the outstanding. It ought to be the highlight of the community. And I also believe that what goes on this property, where it's here in sanctuary, where it's outside walking up and down there in the Family Life Center, all that is what goes on in those places ought to be done decent and in order today. And if it's not, somebody's going to have to be accountable to that. And that person is you or me if we do something that is contrary to the Word of God and to the God's will in our life. And my friend, if we don't take that to heart, you're going to stand in account of that today. And God is going to hold you accountable and going to hold me accountable today. Now listen, I am the least that God has ever called to preach the Word of God. I am the least. God had to scrape the bottom of the barrel to save me. I am the very least that's been saved and God's called to preach the Word of God. But Youngs, I want to tell you something. I honor this place that we're standing in today. I honor the grounds of this place, my friend. And I walk around this building a few times during the week. And I pray that God will touch every soul that steps their foot on this land around this church house. And Youngs, today I'm glad that God has made this place for you and I to come and worship Him and serve Him in spirit and in truth. And I'm glad God sometimes He comes by and just lets us know that He loves us and He cares about us and He's thinking about us today. And I thank God for that. I thank God for the Spirit of God that I feel in my heart and my life when I come through these doors. And that's why I'm here today. I'm going to be honest with you. That's why God led me back here, because of the Spirit of God that was real today, just as it was real 35 years ago when I was here as a young man saved by God's amazing grace. That Spirit of God is real, and I thank God for that today. And I want us to continue to have this Spirit of God in our walk, in our unity, in our fellowship. My friend, whatever we do, I want God's will to be done in our heart and our life. But we have a problem, and that problem is right here. This problem is what you and I call today self. We've got to get self, my friend, where it needs to be. And when we take care of this problem, my friend, everything else is going to fall right in together where God would have it to be today. If you have your Bibles with you, I'm going to be in the book of Ephesians. And then I'm going to turn back to the book of 2 Peter there just for a little while this evening. In Ephesians chapter number 2, if you want to stand with the reading of God's Word, you may do so. In Ephesians chapter number 2, starting with verse number 1 in the Word of God. If you have a Scofield Reverence Bible, it'll be on page 1251 in the Word of God. The Bible says, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith. and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God had made before ordained that we should walk in them. May God add a blessing to the reading of God's word this afternoon. Brother Chris, would you pray for us, please? Yes, Father, we thank you, Lord. Ask you, Lord God, to bless tonight. Father, Lord, I pray. God, help us, Lord God, as we look to the Word. Thank you, Brother Chris, and I'm going to try my best to behave myself tonight, and I want to try to get every word that God's placed in my heart out to you tonight, and I hope and pray that it'll be a help to you and a blessing to you as we look into the Word of God. I want to try to preach to you tonight on a change of nature. You know, I believe every one of us, my friend, needs a change of nature in our life today. The Bible says here in verse number 1 of chapter number 2 in the book of Ephesians, where the Bible says, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins." That word quickened there simply means to make alive. Jesus Christ died for you and I on the cross of Calvary, and he died because we were lost without God. Every one of us, including myself, my friend, we have sinned and fell short of the glory of God today. My friend, God died and gave his life that you and I might be saved by the grace and by the power of God. We've done everything. When we was lost without God, we done everything the devil wanted us to do. I'm ashamed to tell you the things that God done or the devil done in my life before I was saved by the grace of God. The devil just allowed me come into my life and allowed me to do things that I am absolutely ashamed of today. But when Jesus came into my heart, my friend, I want to tell you something. My nature changed and everything about me begin to change, and I thank God, my friend, for that today. And I believe today, by the grace of God, that God, my friend, today wants every one of us under the sound of my voice today. And my friend, if your nature has not changed, my friend, God wants you to listen to this tonight, and God wants you to take an inventory of your life and just examine yourself and just see where you're at, my friend, in this walk with God. You see, a lot of times I believe we get a complacent about where we're at and about salvation today. We think, well, I'm saved now. My name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I can just live and say and do anything that I want to do. Youngs, I'm going to tell you something today. That just don't work like that. My friend, if you're saved by God's grace, you're born again by the grace of God. God wants us to live a godly, a Christian life, the very best we possibly can. And youngs, the very best that you and I can do, sometimes it just scrapes the bottom of the barrel, don't it? I mean, we be honest today and realize that we have this to deal with. My friend, this flesh that you and I have today, we have to put up with that every single day. That's why you and I, as we need to be very vigilant about what we do through our daily walk of life. We need to be complacent and be not complacent about the things that God is doing in our heart, in our soul today. My friend, to realize that God, through His grace and His marvelous mercy today, my friend, has come down and saved us, and He has changed our nature today that we might live for Him and serve Him today. The Bible said, "We're in time past. You walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince The power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. You done exactly what the devil wanted you to do. My friend, the devil wanted you to do this. My friend, you done it today. Youngs, listen to me. We that are saved by God's amazing grace, our nature has been changed. And my friend, God wants us, my friend, to stand for Him and to love Him and serve Him and walk with Him and live with Him, not only here in the house of God, but my friend, out there in the world also, on the workplace and wherever we're at, we should have, my friend, this about us, that the grace of God has placed in our heart and our life today, to live a life that God wants us to live today and do what God would have us to do today. Now, I'm going to be very frank tonight. I'm going to be very, very frank tonight. My friend, I want to tell you something. I've heard some words said in this church that I absolutely disagree with 100%. My friend, there are some words that I've heard, my friend, come on the grounds of this church, my friend, is a disgrace to God. And my friend, we need to take an inventory of our life and say, Lord God, what have I done? What have I said? What am I doing? Am I living for You? Am I serving You today? You see, I'm not your pastor. That's why I was having such a difficult time preaching this tonight. But young as I'm going to tell you today, if you stand for God and you love God the way you say you love God, you won't be cussing, especially right here in the house of God. My friend, are out there, my friend, on God's grounds. I'm telling you what's the truth. I had to bite my tongue. I just turned and walked away. My friend, I'm going to tell you something, young as, that ain't the way God wants it done. He wants us to live for Him and serve Him today. Youngs, I'm telling you, I love you today. I agonized over this and I prayed over it for about 3 weeks. And God wanted me to preach it one day. I said, no, God, I am not the pastor. I don't want to do this. And God said, this is time that you're going to preach it tonight. And youngs, I'm telling you tonight, we ought to live for God and serve God and let the world know that we're saved by God's amazing grace. When I was lost, I done everything the world done. If I was around a bunch of cussing boys, I cussed too. If I was around a bunch of drinking boys, I drunk too. My friend, I'm telling you today, Jesus Christ done something in my life, my friend, that changed my life from the inside out. And I thank God, by the grace of God and by the power of God, my wife is witness. We're sitting back there today. My friend, we was in the army and I had beer in the refrigerator. And my friend, when God saved me after I got out of the army and I come back to this church and got saved by the grace of God, I've never had a beer in my hand, my friend, since then. I never took another drink of a beer. I've said one cuss word in my spiritual life, and my friend, I said it with a bunch of other boys, and just as soon as I said it, God convicted my heart. And I went there behind that old truck down there at the National Guard, and I got on my knees. I said, Lord God, forgive me. I'm sorry, God. And young as I've not said another word since then, that stirs my heart when I see folk that claim to be saved by God's amazing grace right here in these grounds. My friends say things that you ought not say. You'll watch from now on, won't you? Don't say them around Kenny Anderson, because God will lay it on my heart to call you out. Amen? My friend, listen to me. This is God's house. This is God's grounds. My friend, we ought to honor them. We ought to do what God wants you and I to do today. And my friend, to realize we've been saved by the grace and by the power of Almighty God. My friend, the Bible says we were by nature the children of wrath. When you're the children of wrath, it's your nature, my friend, to sin. It's your nature, my friend, to do these things that the world's doing today. It's your nature, my friend, to do that. That's why you do them today. It's your nature. Well, you need to have a nature change. You need to change your nature. The Bible said, but God. Amen. Ain't you glad of that? Ain't you glad God said, listen, I want to tell you that I can take care of these things in your life. He said, but God, who is rich in mercy. My friend, God, the Bible says, is rich in mercy and grace. Ain't you glad, my friend, of that today? How many times have I fell on the altar at my home and fell in the altar in a church and asked God to help me and forgive me? My friend, thank God for His mercy and His grace today. This old sinful nature that you and I got, my friend, we live with it 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. We live with it. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to stumble and fall. But I'm telling you today, children, that God, He said, but God and His riches and mercy and grace today, my friend, He has a way for you and I to take care of these things in our life and get them under the blood of the Lamb of God. My friend, listen. The Bible says here in verse number 4, it says, but God, who is rich in mercy, and for His great love, wherein He loved us. Youngs, ain't you glad God loves you today? My friend, God said, wherein His love, wherein He loved you and I today. My friend, because He cares about us. Because He wants us to do the very best that we can do. My friend, that's how much love that He has for you and I today. If I'd have got justice, I'd been dead in hell today. But thank God for His mercy. Thank God for His mercy. My friend, that God has given me today. Listen, sometimes I just come up here and just walk around the church. I want to be on, this is God's ground. I just want to be on God's ground. Amen. Amen. I love it. I love to go and just walk around the house of God. And if I had a key, and I don't know nobody to give me no key, but if I had a key, I'd come in this place and I'd come up here in this altar and I'd walk around this altar. Youngs, there's something special about the house of God. And listen to me, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes too. I falter and fail just like you do today. But youngs, when we're in God's house and God's ground and we've had a nature change, that we ought to be having our mind and our heart centered on God instead of things of the world today. And if you've got your heart and mind centered on God, you won't have to worry what comes out of this mouth. Amen? You won't have to worry about that. My friend, what comes out of this mouth will be righteous and right today. Listen, the Bible says in here in verse number 5, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. Young'uns, there's something happened in our life. The Bible says by nature in the Word of God in verse 3, it says we were by nature the children of wrath. But there's something happened in our life to change our life. My friend, that something was God. But God, I mean, we can praise God and give God the glory and the grace today for what He's done for you and I today. Been saved, born again, our name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. There ain't enough devils in hell itself to take my name nor your name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. It's there forevermore. My friend, that's what God done for you and I today. He said we are quickened together, us together with Christ. He said, by grace are ye saved. Young'uns, grace is something that is very big today. Grace is something that can cover a multitude of sins today. A lot of folks use grace in many ways. Mine is G-R-A-C-E, God's remedy. At Christ's expense. That's mine. God's remedy at Christ's expense. He died for me to take care of all my sins, all my past sins, all my present sins, and all my future sins. God died for me, or sent His Son to die for me on the cross of Calvary, that my sins may be covered on the Lamb of God. And I thank God for that today. The Bible says, even when we were dead in sins, hath he quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. My friend, you know why God has brought us together tonight? He wants us to sit in heavenly places. Sitting beside my brother and sister in Christ, we're sitting in heavenly places. To hear the choir sing like you sung, how both choirs, just thrills my heart. My friend, sometimes I get so excited that I can't sit still. You wait till we get to glory. The Bible said that there's how many foundations? 12 foundations. And I can understand why. Fred Blackburn, some of you older ones remember Brother Fred Blackburn. Minnie Blackburn. They're up there shouting the victory. They've been shouting the victory for years. And when the rest of us get over there, we're going to be a shouting. Can you imagine everybody saved by the grace of God get up there in that beautiful place called heaven and go to shouting and appraising God? No wonder it has to have 12 foundations. My friend, that's the glory of God today. But you know what? I'm glad that God can give me a little bit of it down here. I'm not ashamed of it. My wife's not ashamed of it either. I appreciate the goodness of God. I appreciate folks that's not ashamed of the Lord to stand up, raise their hand, holler glory. My friend, testify for the glory of God. My friend, I love to hear people like that. Hallelujah. Youngs, listen. I know we're all different. We're all special in the eyes of God. But I want you to know that this place that we're in today, my friend, God has ordained. God has placed us here in this community that we could come together and fellowship together in peace and harmony and unity. And all the faults and all the failures and all the problems, young as we all have them today, it's a place that we can come and get on this altar and say, God, I want you to help me in my problem, my situation, my friend, and trust in God that He'll do it today. The Bible said that in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. God wants to show us kindness today. He's trying to tell us this evening, say, listen, I sent this message by especially for you. And you know who you are. God sent this by because He's trying to show you kindness. Trying to help you today to get your nature back to where it need to be. My friend, to realize that we're on God's ground and God's property. And youngs, this is very special to me. Jesus died for the church. He gave His life for those that are saved by God's grace. That makes up the church today. My friend, He died. He didn't die for the plaster and the walls and the carpet. I know that. But my friend, this is a meeting place that God has allowed us to come into and to meet today. The Bible said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We're saved by grace through faith. No other way. No other way. Thank God for His grace today. The Bible says, not of works today, lest any man should boast. Youngest, it doesn't matter what you do in the community. If you're not born again by God's amazing grace, you're not going to go to heaven. That's just it. You're not saved. You're not going to be there. The Bible said, not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk on them or in them. In them. God had before ordained that we should walk in them. When you disgrace this building, it hurts me to the core. When you say things that the world says every day, It hurts me to the core. You're disgracing. You're walking on the very blood of Jesus Christ. You're disgracing what God has placed and put in this community. You see how hard this is. I couldn't go any longer. Could not go another step. Shirley always asks me, "See, what are you preaching on?" She said, "No." I said, "Oh, yeah. I got to. I got to." Young'uns, this house is special. This ground is special. God made it, put it together. It's made up of you today. Every one of us. It's made up of us today. And we need to honor it. We need to take it into our heart and our soul and let God be God in our life today. Listen, whenever we was lost without God, we was alienated from the very life of God. And my friend, not only that, we were destitute of the Spirit. We didn't know. When I was lost without God, I was alienated from God. I didn't know what the Spirit of God was even about. But thank God one day that He come by my heart, sitting here in this church, and saved my soul. Then I realized just how ungodly I was today. I thank God for His grace and His mercy today. My friend, by nature, we are the children of wrath. That's what the Bible says here in verse number 3. It says, we're by nature the children of wrath. Every one of us. If we deserved righteous, we'd all been in hell today. Every one of us. But thank God for His mercy and His grace that He bestowed on us today. All right, listen. Flip over to 2 Peter. I want to share something there with you today. We are by nature the children of wrath. 2 Peter in chapter number 2. I'm not going to read this entire chapter today. But if you read in 2 Peter chapter number 2, starting verse number 1, you'll find that the Bible talks about these apostate teachers or false teachers or these teachers that come in and try to deal with your mind without letting the Spirit of God deal with your heart. I've said many times in this pulpit as I stood and tried to preach the Word of God that God deals with the heart. He don't deal with your mind. He deals with your heart. We're saved by grace, my friend, through what Jesus Christ done on the cross of Calvary. And the Bible says, with the heart man believeth, not with the mind. My friend, you get your heart right, and your nature will change. And when your nature changes, everything else changes. Your mind changes. Your actions change. Your thoughts change. Your vocabulary changes. Everything changes. My friend, when you get your heart right with God. Listen. The Bible talks about in chapter number 2, there about these false teachers that come in and do all these things trying to turn you to let you know, hey, you don't have to live for Jesus Christ. You don't have to serve Him. You don't have to live this godly life. Just go ahead and do what you want to do. Come back on Sunday morning, come in, and as long as you're there one time a week, everything's just fine. Young's, I'm going to tell you something. We need to get more of this world out of us and get more God in.
Amen.
My friend, get rid of the things of this world and ask God to come into our heart. In our life today. I just want to go through this chapter and just read you a few verses in this chapter tonight. We find about the top false teachers here trying to lead you away. In verse number 4 it says, "For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them in the chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment." and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with the overthrow, making them an example unto those that should live ungodly. My friend, these false teachers will come in and try to bring all these things into your life to make you live an ungodly life. Preacher, it don't matter if I say a dirty word once in a while. Well, I beg to differ on that. You dishonor God. And you doubly dishonor God when you say it on God's grounds. Youngs, I'm not mad tonight, but I'm hurt. I heard it with my own ears. I know what I heard. I turned and walked away. Young as it shouldn't be that way. The Bible says in verse 9, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust in the day of judgment to be punished. My friend, God, the Bible said there, He knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. My friend, God knows what He needs to do in your life to deliver you out of these temptations that come in your heart and your life every day. My friend, He knows how to deliver you. And what we need to do is to realize, hey, my nature's changed. God, You show me what You want me to do to deliver me out of these temptations that I face today. Youngins, every one of us, including myself, face temptations in our life. It's how we deal with those that makes us who we are today. My friend, if we deal with them in the way God wants us to deal with them, He said, I know how to take care of those things. You just turn them over to me and let me take care of them today. Verse number 12, the Bible says, but these are natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. God said, these folks that do this, the Bible says they are natural brute beasts. These folks absolutely don't care about God at whatsoever. They don't care about your spiritual walk. They don't care about your relationship with God. They don't care nothing about you and God today. All they want to do is come in and destroy. My friend, you let one little fox come in and it'll spoil all the grapes. And young'uns, we today, God has done something in our life that would help us, my friend, to get us where God can use us if we'll just allow Him to come in our life. Look in verse 14 of that same chapter. Having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls as heart and heart, they have exercised with covetous practices and cursed children. My friend, this is a work of those that have come in and tried to destroy the things that God has laid out in our life today. My friend, if we allow them, these false teachers, to come in and do that, my friend, it'll destroy your life. Look in verse 15, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. My friend, folks, today there's folks out there in the world today that don't want to see you prosper in God. They don't want to see you come into the house of God. They don't want to see you worshiping God. The devil himself will do everything he can to get you to turn you away from God and start doing things that you ought not do. Youngs, listen to me. I'm glad God, in His great goodness and grace today, my friend, He has something in our life that will help us, that He will take care of these things in our life if we'll just turn them over to Him. Verse 17, it says, "Word, these are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved for them." My friend, that's where they're going. They're going to that place called hell. My friends, separated from Jesus Christ and God the Father. Why would we allow them to come in our life and to tempt us to do things that's contrary to the Word of God? Why? Why would you allow God those to come in there and do that to you and disgrace the house of God? The Bible says in verse 18, "For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through the much wantonness of that those that were clean escape from them who live in error." My friend, they use these great big swelling words to draw you in and tell you how good you are, how dishonest and disgraceful God is. And my friend, if you listen to that stuff too long, you're going to find yourself believing half of what's been said. Young as we today, God's given us a place, God's given us an opportunity to do something for Him. Amen. Now listen, I know this has not been pleasant. I see on your face, I'll probably never get to preach here again. That's all right. But I can see it. But young'uns, I cannot step by and see something going on in God's house and not stand up and, my friend, let you know about it today. I cannot do that. I tried for 3 weeks to stay away from it. When Brother Mark and Pastor Mark asked me to do it on Wednesday night, the first thing God told me, He said, "You get back into that book and you preach what I want you to preach." Amen. I had a struggle all week. Amen. And I told Shirley, I said, "I've got to preach it." She said, "Are you sure?" I said, "I've got to preach it. Amen. I've got to preach it." Young'uns, listen. The Bible says, in verse number 22, "I know a thing or two about a dog, and I know a thing or two about a hog. I used to slop a hog as a boy. My daddy killed a hog every year, took that thing out to the vat of another preacher there in Oak Woods. We put that thing in a vat, pull the hair off of it, do all the dirty work to it, cut that thing up, make them hams and them shoulders and the middling and all that, get it all salted down. About 3 or 4 months later, you'd wake up to the smell of that ham frying in there. Mama's a-cooking. Buddy, you get in there and eat a big old piece of that ham. You done forgot about all the work you done prior to that. But my friend, I want to tell you something. It was good. It was good. I like a piece once in a while now. Amen. But listen, the Bible said in verse 22 of that same chapter, 2 Peter chapter number 2, it says, "But it is happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is returned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to the wallering in her mire." You know why a dog goes to its own vomit? Because it's a dog. You know why a sow? You can take that sow out there and you can clean that thing up. You can paint its toenails as pretty as red that you ever seen and put a bow around its throat and, my friend, turn it loose and it's going to the first mud hole it sees and wallowing that mud hole. Why does it do that? Because it's nature. It's its nature. Youngs, I'm telling you today, we have a change of nature. God has changed our nature. Don't let the world and outside things of the world come in and disgrace the house of God. God's changed our nature. "Preacher, what shall I do? What shall I do?" I'm glad you asked. The Bible says in chapter 1 of 2 Peter, chapter number 1, just turn back a page there in the Word of God. Listen to what the Bible says. "Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that obtain like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ." Can you imagine what those words say right there? Would you let those sink into your life? The Bible said, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have attained light, precious faith. That means every one of us that's sitting under the sound of my voice today. It said, light, precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. God's righteousness and Jesus Christ that has done this in our life that saved us. My friend, we are sitting with those folks today. That's what God wants us to be. He says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. The Bible says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. How many times you think God's said a dirty word? Not one. How many times you think Jesus has said a dirty word? Not one. How many times do you think the Holy Ghost has said a dirty word? Not one. Youngers, do you see where I'm going? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they all three indwell in us. All three are one. You can't have one without the other. You can't have Jesus without God. You can't have God without the Holy Spirit. They're all together. And this Spirit of God that comes into our life, when you wake up of a morning and your feet hit the ground that morning and you start getting ready for your daily activities, my friend, God's with you. When you lay your head down tonight and you put your head in that pillow and you fall off to sleep, God is with you.
Amen.
My friend, you know why He's with you? Because you're His. He sent His Son to die for you on the cross of Calvary. You're His. And my friend, when we get up and go through our day to day, listen, let's don't disgrace God. Let's try our best to stay where God wants us to stay at.
Amen.
And realize that who we are today.
Hallelujah.
I could have really tore up Jack today at a business that I was in. I mean, I was upset. But you know what I done? I just grinned and smiled and I said, Lord, You take care of this. You take care of it. And over here was a lady. And this lady asked me my name. And I told her, Kenny Anderson. That lady, her head turned around. She looked over at me and said, what did you say your name was? I said, Kenny Anderson. She said, I know you. Now, can you imagine me blowing up in that place, and me a preacher blowing up in that place, and over here said a lady that knew me. What kind of? She would look at me and say, "Well, he's not much of a preacher." I know I'm not much, but I want to tell you this: I'm saved by God's grace. I want to tell you this: God called me to preach the gospel. And I want to tell you this, I'm going to preach what God lays on my heart. If I don't care what it does, I'm going to preach it. I'm going to tell you today. My friend, God's done too much for me to take all this garbage that the devil pushes on you and I today. My friend, we need to help one another, encourage one another, and my friend, have this change of nature in our life. What must I do? According to the divine power, verse 3, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Can you look at those words in that verse? The Bible says, according to divine power, God's power, hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. My friend, everything that pertains to life, every day, every minute that you and I live today, God says, I've got it. I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. The Bible says the life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that called us to glory and virtue. My friend, if mama saved you, you're going to hell. If daddy called you, you're going to hell. My friend, if anybody else has done those things in your life, you're going to hell. My friend, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, He called you and saved you, and my friend, gave you a place in heaven. My friend, you're going. You're going. No doubt about it. But if anybody else has done it, you're not going. You're not going. Listen, the Bible says in verse number 4, this is the key to everything. What shall I do, preacher? Whereby are given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. Let me stop there just a moment. God said He has given you and I great and precious promises. This book from Genesis to Revelation has so many great and precious promises. My friend, all we've got to do is realize these things and take them to our heart, put them in our life and say, God, I believe what You said. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1:20 that, my friend, the Bible says God's promises of God are yea and amen. My friend, you know what He's saying? He said, God said, my promises are absolutely real. They're yea and amen. You can bank on them. My friend, what God said, you can bank on it. You can take it to the bank. You can put it in your heart and your life. And my friend, you get up in the morning and you say, God, I'm going to live for You the very best I can. If I make a mistake today, You show me, You convict me, and You give me space to get this thing under the blood of the Lamb of God. My friend, you'll be amazed what God can do in your heart and your life. Listen, the Bible says that you may be partakers of divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. My friend, what can we do is put on this divine nature that God has for you and I today. My friend, change our nature. We change our nature, my friend. When God saves us, God begins to come into our heart and our life, and our nature begins to change. I'm going to give you a few examples, just because I know what I'm talking about. I worked with some boys, run around with some boys. After I got saved, I come into work. Standing there working, one of the boys come in. He was unloading the truck. He come in and said, Kenny, come on out here in the truck. Said, we got something out here. Said, I know you like this. Come on out here and let's we'll drink what I got out there. I said, no. I said, God saved me and I can't do that no more. Can't do that no more. That boy looked at me like I was from Mars. But you know what? God gave me the opportunity to witness to him. Amen. Every time he seen me, he'd turn and go the other way. Well, I'd head him off. Because I wanted him to know that I loved him. I cared about him. That same boy gave his heart and life to Jesus. Not because of me, but because of Jesus Christ coming into his life and saved his soul. Youngs, I'm telling you today that God changes us. Gives us this new nature. He gives this love about us. And I'm going to be honest. I've told you. I get upset too. You know these little ladies that they're standing at the dollar store. And I go to the dollar store. Standing there at the dollar store and their bill is $1.25 or $1.24. They get the dollar bill out and they begin to go through that little pocket thing, and I'm standing behind them. I gotta go. I got something I gotta do. And I finally just reach in my pocket and said, ma'am, let me pay for that. I've done that more times than one. But what I'm telling you is this, young'uns, it comes on me just like it comes on you. I mean, it does. And how we handle it is what we need to look at.
Amen.
Why? Because I've got a new nature. Years ago, I'd probably say, listen, old woman, if you know, give them $2 and get out of here. You're holding up the line. But because of what Jesus Christ done in my life, I can't do that anymore. I do get upset. I do. But you'll never see it. You'll never see it. Youngs, listen. God give me a new nature. He changed me. He give me a new nature. I'm not going to go there. But Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 10. You'll find there that Jesus chastises us. God chastises us for His profit. God chastises you and I for His profit. God sent this message here tonight for your profit and for my profit. I'm telling you, children, that God sent it this way. And I've laid it down here at your feet. And I don't have to preach this anymore. I'm done. I don't have to preach it anymore. I don't have to wake at night agonizing with God. God, are you sure this is what you want? My friend, I've done what God asked me to do. All I asked you to do is do what God wants you to do. I'm not even going to give invitation tonight because I don't want to embarrass anybody. You know who you are. I don't have to call your name out. I could, but I'm not. But you need to get things right with God. You need to let God come in and change your nature. Give you something in your heart and your life that'll help you. Do what God wants you to do. Amen. Amen. You mad at me now. But listen, I've minded God. I've done what God wanted me to do, and I feel so much better. I feel so much better. And youngs, I've done it because God said, I chastise you for His profit. You read that scripture over in the book of Hebrews. He said, for His profit, I chastise you. I've got to do what God wants me to do. And I believe Pastor Mark would want me to do the same thing. And youngs, this, honestly, it's not my place, but God says it is. And so I done it. And now it's in your lap. What you do with it is all up to you. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we bow our heart and head before You today, Father, I pray, God, if Your conviction power be upon anyone in this building today, I pray, God, that they might confess their sin, Lord God, before Thee. Lord God, asking You, Lord God, forgive them, asking You to come in their heart and their life and help them, Lord, with every daily thing that they do. Lord God, that You would just touch them, Lord God, only way You can do it. And Father, help us, Lord, today, every day of our life, God, we might live for Thee and walk with Thee and serve Thee in this walk of life today. Father, forgive us, Lord God, of our many sins, our faults and our failures, God. I pray, God, that You would help us, God, to take Your chastisement, You do this for to us for Your profit. And Father, I pray, God, we take Your chastisement to heart and say, Father, help me not to do that again. Help me, Father, to love You even more than I ever have. Father, thank You for Jesus. Thank You, Lord God, for the Holy Ghost of God. Thank You, Father, for sending Your Son to die on the old rugged cross that Kenny Anderson might have life and have it more abundantly. Father, thank You for Your love, Your kindness, Your mercy, Your grace. Father, thank You for being with me every minute of every day of my life. We ask You, Lord, to touch hearts and lives. Lord, as we pause just for a moment this evening, God, would You do the work that needs to be done in the hearts and lives of your children.